Two people are recording. There we go. Now all three of us are here.
Welcome turn off to my first episode of the Lads Podcast. I am one of the co-hosts, Loki, and we have here with us Lad number two, which is Ace Gamer James. Would you like to do a little introduction?
Yeah, hello.
And then we have lad number three, which is Demon. Would you like to give an introduction?
Hey, DXE.
Okay, so our first subject for today, I told you guys to look into some policy. What'd you guys come up with? With you starting off, James. James, what'd you come up with?
I came up with the problem with SJW politics and stuff in Marvel Comics.
That topic's been done to death.
Well, I know little about the subject, so I'll elaborate.
Well, as of recently, like, very, very recently, there have been things that have been considered to be, like, just completely bad moves on the parts of Marvel. Like, at one point, they faked Tony Stark's death to pretty much put a new character inside a set of Iron Man armor. Riri Williams, a teenage black girl, which I have no problem with. It's the way they did hit the storyline that's a problem. They also killed off Bruce Banner to make a new Hulk named Amadeus Cho in the comic The Guardians. They restarted it recently and killed off the only white guy on the team, Nova. And I'm sorry if I'm sounding like anything, but they literally yeah, fuck you, Reese. They literally put
when you try to appeal to people by talking about comics when all they really care about is Fortnite.
They put a dude who said that, or a dude in charge of Captain America, who literally said one day that 9/11 first responders weren't human.
Oh.
Yeah!
Now that's a lovely human being.
Oh.
Like, Marvel, like, there have even been times where writers of these comics have said, they don't care.
James, not that I'm questioning your source, but is this the truth? Like, what source did you get this from?
No, this is true, Dan. I'm not saying James is lying. I'm just saying it's been going on for like years now.
Yeah.
Like SJWs, they like to infiltrate fan bases and all that, and they just like. They like to change things, not because they think, the comic should be a certain way, but because they want people to be a certain way. So I remember one time, some sort of Marvel president, he donated his own money and his own time to a military, like, charity, like a military charity. It was hosted by Donald Trump, I think. And, of course, because it's military and it's hosted by Donald Trump, SJWs had a problem with that. And they, you know how SJWs like to dox and do all that shit? Well, they, you know, did their thing and they got him fired. They complained hard enough and read long enough and they got him fired. So now they got a new CEO that fits their standards and their beliefs.
Their political agenda, pretty much.
Yes. Yes.
And this is why people are migrating more over to DC Comics, because DC doesn't have the problem of SJWs having infiltrated their whole deal. Like, I think the only, like, SJW side of DC Comics is Batgirl, and that's it.
I mean, they did have, like, a while back, a Superman who was supposed to be, like, Barack Obama, but, like, not, like, a ripoff of him.
Oh, that's New 52. That's a New 52 version of Earth 2. That's Val Zod.
All right. Well, on to my political topic. Not actually. Are you done, James? I'm not.
Yeah,
trying to
yeah,
cut
I'm
you
done.
Off. All right. So, like a week ago, this might be irrelevant. I'm not sure, but Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes. I'm pretty sure nobody on YouTube watches that, like literally. But she was pretty popular back when TV was popular.
But yeah, TV's shit today.
But like, she attacked Trump. Well, she said some rumors about Trump, or she confided in somebody or some sort of news network. Something happened, but she basically said that Trump. She told the reason apparently why he attacks the media, and all this when she has no evidence to support it. All that. Basically, she said that in real life he's the same as he is on TV. Like, okay, anybody could be that way. Who cares? Yeah, Trump's kind of a fucking doofus or whatever. But she goes on to say that, oh, he told me directly that you want to know why, like, this is what he said, apparently, quote unquote.
Want to know why I attack the mainstream media? Because that way, nobody will believe you when you actually call me out for something real.
And then the co-host she was talking with was like, wow, and circle-jerking her and stupid shit. And, like, if he said this, he said worse. He said worse. This is nothing. He said grab him by the pussy. And I know that's, like, a dead meme.
Personally, Trump's no superhuman. He's no great president. But there's no denying the good things he has done. But there's most certainly bad things he has done as well, like I said. The way you got to look at politics nowadays, in my opinion, is you just can't be bipartisan. That system is fucking broken. It's meant for division. It's a terrible system.
Yeah.
You should just really be in the center and just vote for whatever you think is best.
Excuse me.
I mean,
your party.
I'd hate
and to. Not only that, but if she's bringing up allegations about Trump apparently saying this with no proof, apparently in a meeting at Trump Tower they had. And also, I'd like to note, this is 60 Minutes on CNN, who has been proven to dish out fake media.
I think they're not CNN. 60 Minutes, I think, is a sub... actually, does CNN own ABC?
No,
I'm not sure. 60 Minutes is CNN, I think.
Turner owns CNN, Disney owns ABC.
Okay. So, yeah. Either way, everybody's SJW now, so it really doesn't matter whether it's CNN or anybody. Everybody's got some sort of negative opinion on Trump. And what?
Some sort of.
All I'm saying, these are allegations. I don't want people to jump to conclusions thinking, oh, Trump is bad because he says this. Because people do that. They think, oh, Trump is just a bad president because I heard from somebody that he's a bad president. Like, if you've looked at his accomplishments, by the way, people still think he's going to build a wall. There's so many memes. Like, he's never going to build a wall. Never. That was a ploy to get more fucking voters on his side. And he actually said this in an interview, like, way back then. You could probably look it up on YouTube. But he said, if I was president, I'd appeal to Republicans because they'd be stupid enough to vote for me. Now, that sounds bad, but he is kind of true. Republicans are – they want to – well, really – it's not that true, because if you just appeal to whatever demographic, you're going to get the votes. But my point is, I'm rambling, I'm sorry. He said that while, and now he's like, Republican Party. He only said he's going to make Mexico pay for the wall and all that stuff. We already have a border. There's no need for a wall. And even that, he's not going to build a wall. Like, that'd be a waste of money we could use to fucking get out of debt for this fucking country. That's money he could use for anything. But he only wanted to say that for Republican voters.
You know, bringing up the money subject, there most certainly is no denying the amount of jobs that have increased. Rates that have increased in the past year since he's been in office. But
I think I gotta disagree with Trump about the only thing was that it was like months ago he basically said teachers should have guns, and I was like, you're fucking retarded. teachers.
I agree to that statement to a certain extent. Maybe not the teachers, but maybe they should like deploy more resource
legitimate officers. Than just security. One. Maybe legitimate training security. But not teachers. What the fuck?
More than one security officer in a school. Every school always has one officer. More than one.
Logically, if teachers did hold weapons, guess what? School shooters, they're not dumb. They're smart and calculated and everything. Fucking Dylan Klebold, and the other guy, they weren't dumb. They were just fucking evil. The point is, like, guess what the school shooter is going to go for if they know the teacher have gun. Teachers have guns. They're going to go for the teacher. They're going to shoot the teacher first. Guess what? They got an extra gun. I said that weird. They have an extra gun with more ammunition. And there's probably more in the teacher's lounge. More fucking guns. And in every other classroom. So guess what? This kid's going to have unlimited ammunition. He's going to have tons of guns just lying around, basically, like this fucking PUBG. And he's just going to shoot up like the whole school. Including everybody, like he's gonna be the only one left. He's just gonna be sitting on the floor, just doing nothing, while the
it'll be like the SWAT team.
For the subject of like the teachers having guns, but I guess the only plus side to it would be if something did like that were to occur. Let's say, like you said, one teacher is shot. Well, gunshots are loud, especially in closed buildings. That's going to alert the other teachers. They're going to know what's going on, and then they're going to get ready. And he's probably not going to make it that far. It's going to reduce the amount of deaths. But look, I think the best method we could have is just to increase the amount of security that we have on campus. Deploy more metal detectors. Search people's backpacks. I know it's kind of maybe an invasion, but like search people's backpacks, because nowadays it's kind of a necessary thing. They do it at the airport when you travel. Why not do it at the schools? Especially nowadays when guns are so accessible. Or maybe if when it comes to gun control.
Over here in Maryland, you can, like, it takes you, like, no time whatsoever to buy a shotgun from Walmart. Like, no time whatsoever. So, yeah.
Maybe when it comes to gun control itself. I completely disagree with the rule of banning guns altogether. Or banning 30-round magazines or assault rifles.
People's argument is
if you ban guns, only criminals will have guns. So I agree with that. But
I mean, if somebody wants to kill somebody, you're not going to stop them if they don't have a gun. They're going to pick up a rock, a knife, whatever they want.
Nobody's died from a mass stabbing. There's been injuries from a mass stabbing, but nobody's died from a mass stabbing.
No, there have been people that have died from mass stabbings. Do you know about like what was it? The Virginia Tech stabbing? I think that's what it was.
But that was a shooting.
No, dude, he ran around campus with a knife stabbing people.
Oh.
I'm losing 95% sure. There was a school incident. I can't remember what it was or what it was called. I think it was Virginia Tech. This guy ran around campus with a knife just stabbing people, and he killed like 15 people.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that he went like full Kenyan on them.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
This man ran out of the fucking bushes wearing a fucking African Zulu mask, stabbing the shit out of them.
The African bush nigga. Oh no.
Oh no. Fortnite.
Alright, these memes are going too far.
Alright, yeah.
Alright, so. Let's get off political. Let's talk about games. I want to talk about the Assassin's Creed Odyssey fucking trailer. Oh, God. I don't know if you guys saw this. I talked to James about it last night. Yeah. I don't think...
I didn't get around to checking it out today. Sorry.
What happened with your audio?
Wait, is my audio not good?
If someone tries to speak over another, it does that. So, James... Oh.
Should I like get closer to the mic?
No, you're fine now. I think you were just far away. But it was a 5-second trailer they put on all their social medias. By the way, this is 6 months from the after the release of Origins, which, by the way, I'm not going to dwell on this long, but fucking amazing Assassin's Creed game. Like, really revitalized the series. I love the game. I play it like every fucking day. I got all the DLC. I'm like doing everything in the game. This is one of the games, like one of the like many games I have where I actually want to do everything, get everything, like achieve everything. Like, it's just that good. And it made me, like, really appreciate and, like, really get into Egyptian mythology. Like, I bought a fucking Anubis shirt online because of this game. But, like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It was a 5-second trailer they uploaded on all their social medias. Silent, by the way. And it had the same graphics as Origins. Like, nothing changed. It was the same assets. And it was literally just some fucker, like, just some brute, like, enemy, like, kicking some cunt off of a cliff. Like, this is Sparta style. And then it just said, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, see you at E3. Like, now, like, everybody, diehard fucking Assassin's Creed fans, like, diehard Assassin's Creed YouTubers, they're pulling out of this shit. Because, like, this isn't even a yearly release. This is 6 months, and you're going to announce a fucking trailer? The worst trailer in fucking Assassin's Creed history?
Well, like I'm saying, it's not a full-blown trailer. The game may come out this year, very late this year, maybe next year. It's just a teaser trailer. There's no telling when it's going to come out until E3 comes here. You have to just wait for E3. And like I told you before, Ubisoft has multiple, like, oh my God, I keep forgetting the fucking name. They have, like, Montreal, Quebec, and they have several other studios that work on games at one time. It's just not one studio working on a game and they finish it in 6 months. It's one studio working on a game for several years, another studio puts one out, and then that studio puts theirs out. So it's like they have consecutive releases every year. Kind of like what Call of Duty does.
Yeah, Dan does have a point. Plus, what time period is Odyssey even going to be in?
From the title,
takes place right after Origins, I believe, because it is...
The title of Odyssey, I believe that would be something to do with Greece.
Yeah, and it's like an Assassin's Creed symbol in the middle, and instead of like a Eye of Horus, it's like a Roman, like a golden helmet thing.
So you're a Spartan?
Yeah, you're in Sparta. That's what they did with the teaser trailer. It was literally just him kicking some guy off, like making a little like meme joke thing, fucking this is Sparta thing.
Actually, I'm kind of hyped for that. I like Greek mythology and culture.
But if you're going to rush it out, like, why? It's just capitalizing off the success of Origins. Like, it's literally going to be a sequel to Origins. Like,
there's no rushing it out. I mean, literally, look at this. Like I said, there's multiple studios working on multiple games at one time. What they did with Origins to change it up, they made a complete new game engine. They made new assets. They made new everything. They're not, like... reusing, they're not going to make a new engine every time they make a new game. That's like a waste of resources and time, because you dump hours, weeks, and days and months into making a new engine, and then you use it fucking once. Are you kidding me?
That's
just like a bad game design if you're like literally only using one engine once and then going into a new one. Take Sonic,
for example. Were applauded for their new combat system. People love the new combat system. People
what
love
about
the
new Mortal engine. Kombat? They do a new game engine every time. Like, Mortal Kombat 9, and of course it's Unity, but it's different versions of Unity that they use.
Like, I mean, get back to what I was
that's
saying.
That's like a graphics engine, isn't it?
They have the Unreal Engine. So, never mind. It's
also,
not...
people.
Yeah, Unreal is graphics.
Also, people have applauded Ubisoft for the Origins game engine, so I'm sitting here thinking, why wouldn't they reuse it? They've got so much good feedback from it, and obviously the fans want to see it again. And I was kind of hoping for something more along the lines of a more modern Assassin's Creed, but I'm perfectly fine with a Greece or Roman era Assassin's Creed game.
The one thing I do want for this game, I don't want it rushed out, but I think it would be cool to have the gladiator system back. But instead of it just being like friend challenges where you see how much score, you can actually fight against like other like friend assassins, like in a gladiator pit. I think that'd be cool. Instead of what they did in Origins, where it's just score based. Oh, try to beat each other's score by going in horde mode. Like, no.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, getting back to the I would really want to see an Assassin's Creed game take place in like the Viking era, like Norway and shit. I think that'd be good.
Oh shit, that would be cool, honestly.
I mean, it'd be a nice change of scenery from all the desert and Mediterranean areas to this.
What if
nice...
they turned a Far Cry into like an Assassin's Creed Primal?
That'd be odd. I don't think many people would like that, but that'd be something to try.
All you'd hear is just go ugh ugh
All right, we're getting off of Assassin's Creed and moving to the next game of the.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my topic. I was going to talk about the new Fallout trailer or Fallout teaser that was revealed by Bethesda just a few days
ago. Yeah, Fallout 76.
I did not watch it. I'm going to watch it right now, actually.
It actually looks cool. Talking to you. I mean, nobody knows anything about the game yet. You're not going to know anything until E3. Everything is speculation. I'm not listening to anything anyone says because nobody knows.
Well, I'm not a fan.
The mask.
Kotaku sitting out here spamming pages. We know, even if they were completely
Kotaku
wrong.
Kotaku is corrupt anyway. Kotaku's corrupt anyway. They're SJWs, and they fucking support, like...
Not only that, but they didn't know what they were talking about when Fallout 4 was around. Because, like, they said this stuff was going to happen. They were completely wrong. They said stuff was going to happen with No Man's Sky. They were completely
just
wrong.
Don't trust just don't trust Kotaku. Just don't trust Kotaku.
In my opinion, they shouldn't just jump the gun and just say this stuff is going to happen without a doubt.
Just don't
maybe say this is speculation.
Yeah. But just don't trust SJWs. And they had a big part in Gamergate. They had like a big part in fucking the SJW side of Gamergate.
And realize this. The problem is people have trusted Kotaku, and they do trust Kotaku because there's people believing these rumors they're putting out. Personally, one of the rumors that's going around is it's going to be a multiplayer non-RPG Fallout, but I personally think Bethesda, Todd Howard, and the group behind this maybe hopefully listen to the fans, and it's going to be more RPG based. You're going to get rid of the voice actor for the main character, maybe co-op at the most. I'd only want 2 to 3 or 4 players, nothing more than that. It would completely ruin the experience. And even if you have 2 to 3 or 4 players, they would have to balance that in such a way to where if a player gets dropped in, there's less resources, you can't share them, and the enemies get harder, because like it's not going to be fun if 4 of you are running around with OP guns and you can just, like, one-shot stuff. I mean, like, things are going to have to, like, be balanced right. If it's not done right, it's not going to be good.
If I may, I did hear some speculation that Fallout 76 was, like, going to be a vault management game because, like, all it showed was just the interior of Vault 76.
You do realize in Vault 76, the trailer talks about leaving the vault. It's on emergence day, like when the fallout. And the trailer literally says, when the fallout settles, like, you can leave the vault now. What? You could. Well, we just dropped Reese for some reason. Oh, anyways, he'll join back. Anyways, literally.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's talking about leaving the vault.
Well. That's just what I heard. I forget what YouTuber I heard it from, but that's what I heard. But yeah. So I guess that's on to my topic then.
Yep, we can go to your topic now.
GTA 5. I'm amazed how long it's lasted.
Yeah, I was actually
it came out
checking that out on the store actually. It's still one of the top played games. It's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, goddamn. Like, it came out, what, 2013, 2015? And it's still going strong today?
Came out in 2013 for like, the last-gen consoles, and it came out 2015, I believe, for the new gen.
Okay. Well, I guess the Loki's just going to have to edit the two podcasts together. Oh, well.
It's just one recording.
You got dropped out. Nobody else did.
All right. Well, I think James just didn't watch the trailer like I did. That's why you're saying that.
Well, honestly, the Fallout 76 trailer, getting back to that, it talks about the day you can leave the vault. And it shows the guy, the last survivor, putting on the pit boy. Why would you be putting on the pit boy if you're managing a vault full of fucking dead people, James? Oh, I'm going to go put some powder on this dead guy. He's starting to stink.
No, I mean, like, the speculation was leaving the vault to repopulate it. That was, like, the speculation.
More.
I want that would be a hot game. Fallout prostitute.
How did you hear this from Kotaku?
No, not Kotaku. I didn't, like, I honestly forget what I heard that from, who I heard that from, but
you're just assuming.
No, I'm not assuming. It's what I heard and probably...
I heard it from Proto Mario.
So, Proto Mario is more reputable than that.
No.
Proto Mario.
Fucking dumbass YouTuber. Who fucking likes him besides you?
Around 100,000 to a million more.
Wow! That's pretty lit. I forgot. James likes Rebel Taxi.
Getting back to James's topic of GTA 5 for some reason. All right, James, what were we saying about it? And why James
is going to talk about Mega Man 11, knowing him.
No, I chose to talk about GTA 5.
Why?
Because GTA 5 is a game that's been going strong for around 5 years now, and
when was it released? 2015?
2013
on last gen, 2015 on new gen.
Yeah, so it's been, like, altogether, it's been out for, like, 5 years altogether, like, putting both releases. I mean,
I'm not gonna lie, it took them a good 3 to 4 years to even get the ball rolling. So.
Yeah, you do have a point. I think what really got GTA, like, popular was, like, Funny Moments YouTubers. Like, oh, Vanoss. I think Vanoss was probably, like, a big contribution to GTA Online. Oh, like, Funny Moments YouTubers, like, like, Game Challenge YouTubers. I think those are, like, the groups of people that, like, really, like, got people to want to play GTA Online.
Watch you know,
as wrong as I want you to be, you're not wrong.
As wrong as you want me to be, I'm not. I feel like I will be hearing that every episode.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to talk about new game releases. I actually didn't want to talk about Fortnite this fucking episode. I like the game, but I don't want 2-year-olds watching our podcast.
Exactly. We don't want small, like, 1-day-old children who have, like, a friggin'
gay baby.
Who have, like, a t-shirt of the Omega skin watching our podcast.
Nah. John Wick. Come on. While he's doing the hype dance move. The hype fucking cancer ass dance move.
No, you know what? I guarantee you that you can, that someone can say, oh man, the John Wick skin is like one of the best skins in the game. It doesn't do anything. They just think it looks cool. Then you ask them, have you ever seen the John Wick movie or know who Keanu Reeves is? I guarantee you they'll probably say no.
Sometimes that stuff pisses me off. Like, nobody knew what this dance was. There's a dance in the Battle Pass that I actually want. I'm going to keep on playing so I can get it. It's from, like, a movie I really fucking love. Napoleon Dynamite. It's, like, a cult classic. Nobody fucking knows this movie. All these, like, gay babies are just like, what's that? And it's just like, nigga, that's the real shit.
Yes.
Well, yes. About Napoleon Dynamite.
What?
A lot of people know about Napoleon Dynamite from our generation.
Well, only the true memesters know who Napoleon Dynamite is.
Eat the food!
Practically everyone.
Eat the food, Tina. Don't finish your toast. Don't finish your toast, Jake.
You know, these days, the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite is, like, doing voice work now for, like, Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Jesus.
James.
So we're all talking about our game topic that we all talked about. Let's move over to the music segment.
James.
Wait, why me? All I'd probably talk about is fucking Queen David Bowie.
James, answer me. James.
What, Napoleon Dynamite?
You're gonna finish your talk?
Fuck this.
All right. But
I wish I could go back in time to World
let's
War II.
Let's talk about fucking Dan's restored faith in humanity because we're apparently going through a metal drought and Five Finger Death Punch is our fucking hero. He's our super... That band's our Superman, according to Daniel.
A fucking metal drought? Boyo! Did Hardwired not just come out last year?
That was 2015, you dumbass. No, we're talking about, like, now. Like, this month. These few months. And, like, no. We got fucking Jonathan Davis's new album. Fucking lead singer Korn. We got that Light the Torch album I showed you. Which is actually, like, everybody was hyped for that. Because it has, like... It's all a bunch, like, everybody in the band is just, it's, like, basically a super group. Everybody in the band's like, an ex-fucking-metalcore star, with the lead singer being, like, the ex-lead singer for Killswitch Engage, and Blood Has Been Shed. Like, everybody was hyped for that album. Like, and then you got Five Finger Death Punch. People still like them. I don't know why. They're not even good. Right?
Honestly, I haven't heard anything by Five Finger Death Punch.
They're bad.
If I had, it was probably, like, the background of a YouTube video, or... in, like, the radio of, like, Saints Row, and I never cared to check the name of the artist.
Just don't listen. They're bad.
All I was saying was there was, like, three good songs in the album that were actually pretty decent.
No, you were saying, oh, this is fucking awesome album. I love this album. And then you fucking made your profile.
It
that shit.
It was a pretty good album.
It was a pretty good album.
It was the best Five Finger Death Punch album I've heard in a while.
You were fucking praising it. You were like, oh, this is the best album fucking ever in the Discord.
Okay, I said this is the best fucking Five Finger Death Punch album I've ever heard. Because I've listened to all of their music. I just don't listen to one song and then say, nope, that's trash. I listen to all of their music, and I continue to listen to all of their music and to see if they improve or just get worse or stay the same.
Yeah, you're not.
This was actually a pretty good, decent album to... their standards.
I've listened to their single Champagne. It sounds the exact same as all the others. This time he's just talking about like how hates the haters.
Not specifically Champagne, but like other songs on the album, Blue and Black, and just some of the other ones. They're actually pretty decent. I mean, I'm not saying it is the best album to release this year. I think the best album to release this year is probably... God, this is such a
Shine Down. Attention by Shine Down. Not a...
like Bongs and Bentleys. I really like that album.
What album?
Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
Oh, of course.
But what I was going to talk about wasn't Five Finger Death Punch. I was going to talk about the J. Cole, or not the J. Cole, my lord. I was talking about the new Drake song.
Oh,
they just came up.
I don't keep up with new music, apparently.
Yeah, neither do I.
Apparently, come in.
All right, so Reese dropped out because someone's talking to him. He'll be back in a second.
Well, I think this is a good point to actually wrap up the podcast. We've covered all of our topics. We don't want to sit here and talk about any more filler.
True.
For the first one.
About a half hour shorter than we were expecting it to be.
I mean, yeah, but we don't want a lot of filler. You know, you don't want it to be...
Oh, shit, we didn't talk about YouTube drama.
That's on Mondays, James.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Our next episode will be Monday, and I'm going to say we do two subjects a piece, make this an hour long, because one subject a piece, it was 30 minutes. We do two subjects, this is going to be an hour. So, we'll see you next time on the Lads Podcast. Thanks for viewing. Like and subscribe if you don't mind. Check out our Instagrams, link in the description. Thank you. Have a wonderful time.
Peace out.